All right, CJ, who you got?
Bengals.
All right. Oh yeah, what's going on? What's that all about, Mill?
I'm dribbling the basketball.
Yeah, you dribbling.
I'm dribbling back and forth, and I might have to hit a cross.
He didn't know until I said something about T. Higgins is out and Jamar Chase is questionable.
Mm.
Oh, he and Joe Burrow ain't got no weapons. They should still be able to run the ball with Joe Mixon. They still got weapons.
Now, keep in mind, Mel, you also got Boyd in there too, who can pick up the slack.
Yes.
And matter of fact, I picked him up too. So
help somebody pick the game? What were we doing?
I'm just throwing out nuggets.
For yeah, but you have to have your own intel.
We're trying to win, we
don't need to give him everything. He should know it.
Oh, he's a football competition. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
You know what?
The bottom out of everybody in the panel.
Give me the Bengals. I'll take the Bengals.
Now, see what you did? That could have cost me a point right there.
All right, Romar, who you got?
I'm going to go with the youngin. I'm going to go with CJ. I'm going to go with Mr. Stroud and the Texans.
Okay.
All right. This is a trap. Texas is 4-4 and the Bengals are 5-3.
I'm going to call that a trap game, though.
Because the Bengals got to win this one. Because that AFC North is tight.
Yeah, it is.
It's tight. Right, they can't afford to slip.
Right now it's the best event. And then they got a Thursday night game on top of that too.
Yeah. So they need this game. So they can't look past. No, this trap game right here. Okay, Titans. I'm sorry, guys. Titans and the Buccaneers.
Ooh. That could be interesting.
Teams are 3-5.
Give me the Titans.
Oh boy.
I'm taking the Titan.
All right.
Yeah, give me Tennessee.
You just pick it. Yeah, Romar, you just picked them because I picked them.
Uh-oh. All right, CJ.
I didn't hear what you said.
You heard what I said. You just picked them because I picked them.
Let me give it the Bucks.
All right.
No, all right. I didn't. I really didn't hear what you said.
Oh.
I said the Titans.
Yeah, I got.
Oh.
All right, Mel, who you got?
I gotta go with the Titans. King Henry gotta have a bounce back game. I'm real impressed with Will Levis so far. I like to see his progression go. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers has peaked as far as talent goes.
Peak? They ain't won, but how many games?
They won three games.
You said they peaked?
Yeah. They got a good defense.
They don't have a good defense.
Didn't their defense just get torched by Houston?
I mean, I understand what you said. No, and you might be right about that too. But can you imagine saying, you done peaked at three games?
Yeah, but didn't the Buccaneers just get torched by Houston last week?
Yeah, okay. Oh, no, that was just funny, Mill. Okay, all right.
Give me the Titans.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
CJ Stroud threw 5 touchdowns on him last week.
It's my team, and they done peaked the 3 games. I'm firing everybody. Everybody's fired. I'm serious about that, too.
Yeah, that was horrible.
The front office, the back office, I'm gonna fire the cook. I'm firing everybody.
Okay. The game of the week.
This is our
game of the week right here, man. This is the game of the week right here.
Uh-oh.
The Cleveland Browns.
And?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Woo! God, dog it all.
The Cleveland Browns are 5-3. The Ravens are 7-2.
Good Lord.
Ooh.
What are they playing?
They're playing in Baltimore.
Ah, boy, oh boy, oh boy. I want to pick Cleveland. I really do. Give me the Ravens. Oh, I got a Ravens jersey up there too, CJ.
No surprise.
I do, bro. You think I'm joking? I'll go up there and put it on. Go ahead. No, he think I'm joking, Mill.
He is.
Okay, all right.
Guys, Dad, you got Baltimore?
Yeah, give me the Ravens. But you know what? Boy, I feel kind of iffy about that game.
Can Lamar keep this up is the question.
Yeah, give me the Ravens. I'm going to stick with that.
I got you. WB, I got you.
Wow.
CJ.
You.
Who you got?
Who's playing?
The Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens.
I'm going with the massage parlor this week. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, because most of y'all probably already know, if you up at Baltimore Stadium and you go right behind that Holiday Inn, it's Party City, baby.
It's Party City. Yes, sir. Uh-oh. Yes, sir.
All the adult entertainment is, like, if you at the stadium and you walk right across Camden Yards parking lot and go right across the street, they got a little bus stop. Then they got a hotel.
Uh-huh.
Don't go behind the hotel. That next street over is Party Central.
Yes, it sounds like you know a whole lot about that, bro.
Somebody told me. I'd never.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, no, I went to the party because I ain't know what was going on. We were just looking for somewhere to eat, right?
Uh huh.
And we got up there. Something ain't right about this restaurant.
Uh oh.
Where the clothes at? Yeah, it was a setup.
You should have known when you walked in and saw that pole.
Bruh, we saw more than that. In Maryland, they got different laws than Virginia. It's almost like South Beach, Miami. He gotta have that go. I was like, wait a minute. Wow. Let me get a shot of Henny.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's great. That's
it. I'm with Cleveland, man.
Ah.
All right. Who you got, bro?
Cleveland.
Okay. You know, that's really not a bad bet there, but I'm going to stick with mine.
Yeah, I got the Cleveland Browns, too, because Lamar Jackson catches hell against them boys, man.
So, I'm the only one that got the Ravens.
The Cleveland Browns defense give the Ravens hell.
They do.
Hell.
And I see a letdown game for some odd reason from Baltimore.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they've been riding pretty high, too.
Yeah.
They get
it. Yeah. Okay. So, I'm the lone wolf on this one.
Yes, sir.
Lone wolf.
Okay, yeah, I can use those 5 points.
Now that's just between us. Somebody else in this pool is going to pick the Baltimore Ravens. You got some Ravens fans in there. They're not going to root against their own team. So that's to me, that's the game of the week.
That should be a good game though, too.
Yeah, it is.
Now, CJ.
Yes, sir.
You gotta sell me on this one because I don't see the 49ers losing 4 in a row.
What?
You already put your bet in. I'm still on the fence, so I need you to sell me on why the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to hand the San Francisco 49ers their next game.
Number one is because people think you're not supposed to lose 4 in a row. I seen Detroit lose 16 in a row.
Oh man.
So you telling me you can't lose 4 in a row? See, you got to play these games. See, when they crown you in the middle of the season, doesn't mean you're the champion.
That's right.
You
got to
go out and play these games. Jacksonville is a hungry, up-and-coming team, too, that in any day, they can beat anybody.
Mm. That's right.
So right now, San Francisco is on the rebound. I think they are going to be pushing a little bit more than the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars are just going to go out there and play Jaguars football. If it's good enough to win, they take the win. The 49ers are going out there in week 10, 11, whatever it is, and saying, we got to win this game. So they're going to be pressing a little bit.
It didn't.
And if they can get.
Yeah, the 49ers, they didn't. They started off.
Problems will come in.
The 49ers started off of smoking, didn't want they?
They started off 5-0.
5-0.
And since then?
Ain't won since.
Woo.
And had a bye week last week to think about it.
You know what?
And matter of fact, both teams coming off a bye. Jacksonville was on a bye too.
Yeah, but Jacksonville coming off a win.
And look here.
And they're at home.
And I'm going with Jacksonville. I'm going with Jacksonville.
Yeah. You say until the 49ers prove they can win again, we going with the other team.
That's it.
Okay. You got me. You got me.
I just got to see them win again.
I'm going San Fran.
Purdy going to be the weak link tomorrow.
Romo with that 5 points. That's what it is.
Uh-oh.
All right. So
I'm going with San Fran in that game.
Yeah. Who's next?
Who?
I gotta go with Jaguars. I gotta go with the Jaguars because I gotta hear CJ tomorrow afternoon say bang bang Niners game. I'm tuning in, CJ. I don't care where I'm at. I don't know where I'm at. Gonna be in Virginia tomorrow, but I gotta tune in and hear you say it, bro.
If they lose, I'll be right here.
I'm gonna be laughing at 4:15.
He'll
be like, bang, bang.
Oh, man.
Oh, you gonna bring it? Okay, so we got another interesting one, right?
Okay.
Now, both these teams are 5-4.
Uh-oh.
You got the New Orleans Saints.
Uh-oh.
Against the Minnesota Vikings. In Minnesota.
That's y'all Joshua Jobs. All the Josh Dobbs fans, y'all gotta pick them. Y'all been talking about them.
So, let's see. I had the Vikes last week.
Yeah.
And I think I was one of the few that had the Vikes. Where they playing?
They're playing in Minnesota.
No, wait, I'm sorry. Never mind. I had Atlanta. I had the game wrong, but it was Atlanta.
Boy, oh boy. Give me the Vikes. I'm going to go with them again. I'm going to ride that horse again.
I wish you wouldn't have said that.
Why is that? Why is that?
No reason, sir.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you up to something.
No, okay. You up.
Okay. All right. And your point is?
Man, we talking football. Vikings. I'm going with the Saints, man. Yeah, I'm going to Saints. Yeah, I just think
Josh
Dobbs is a great story. He's new to the offense. And one thing about New Orleans, their offense is in or out, hit or miss, but that defense do work. And they gonna give him some misreads. And he gonna throw a couple interceptions. I wouldn't be surprised if he threw a couple pick sixes.
Yeah.
You know, just because he's not on tune with the receivers that much.
Well, we're gonna see.
He got away last week, but I don't think it'll happen again this week.
All right, we'll see. We'll see.
Yes, sir.
I got Saints on this one too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got the Saints also. That defense is nasty.
So I'm the lone wolf.
You ain't getting 5 points. You're not getting 5 points.
I want those 5 points.
No, Romo picked the Vikings.
You're all by yourself.
Oh man, shucks.
If you get them 5 points though.
Hey.
Get it.
Hey, Romo, you got the Vikes. I mean,
Yeah, I got the Saints.
Oh, you got the Saints.
We all do.
Yeah, you by yourself, WB.
We're good.
Okay.
I want them 5. I need them 5.
Yeah. Hey, get you 5, WB. Get you 5.
I need 5, bro.
Hey, I need 5 too. I gotta find a game. I just pick against y'all. Trying to play catch up.
Man, I know that's right.
Okay.
Hey, I'm down in what, 13, 14 places, something? Kevin?
Yeah.
Where am I at? Like 14th? Don't put me in the 20s.
Oh, man.
No, you're not that far.
Where's Romar's right down about 11? Hey, Romar, you dropped out of the top 10. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know I'm at 12.
All right, good. Yeah,
he's right behind
me. At least you know your place.
Oh.
I, See, since I ain't there to tell you what I need to tell you, I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna leave it alone right now.
Yeah.
I see you next week, though.
That's right. I know you got the middle finger up. I know you do.
Nah, I ain't got no fingers up. I'm just gonna give you what you need to hit. I'm gonna give you a good word.
Yeah, okay, I got one for you too. Moving right along.
Let us pray.
Bill said, let us pray.
I like in studio Roma.
In studio Roma next week is gonna be off the rails from tip to tail. I'm telling you that right now.
Hey, Roma.
Get it.
Hey, look, I gave you an iceberg away last night too.
Oh, I mean, that's cool.
Okay.
That's cool.
Okay.
All right. By next week, it'll be one or two in there.
Okay. He know me too well. All right. Yeah. Go ahead, Bill.
I love it. Okay. Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons at 4-5 will face the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, man.
Kyler Murray will be starting.
Interesting than you think.
Kyler Murray will be making his season debut.
Oh, man.
What does that mean?
Yeah, really.
I mean, he'll make it, well, for the season.
I mean, what does that mean to you? Anything exciting?
No.
No, it don't sound exciting to me.
Exactly. Don't change nothing over here. Not even going to play as well as Josh Dobbs was playing.
Man, look. Oh, his my God.
Yeah, I got the foul.
A little bit, gonna get hit again, and look for the third quarter. Kyler Murray's been taken to the sideline. He's under the blue tent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the Falcons.
I'm
kind of rooting for Taylor Heineke because I feel like he should have stayed in Washington, they starting quarterback.
Yeah. Hey, give me the Dirty Birds. Give me the Dirty Birds.
I'm going Dirty Birds.
All right. Romo, who you got?
I'm going with Atlanta.
Okay.
Yep, mail in.
He just picked Atlanta because me and CJ picked Atlanta.
No, actually, he picked Atlanta a couple of days ago.
Oh, did he? All right. Okay.
Yeah, I vouched for my homie because we talk about these things.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Right. Speaking of mail-ins, Lions at Chargers.
Ooh, well, that is not a mail-in for me.
I'm going with the Lions.
I'm going with the Lions.
I'm going to Chargers. I might get 5 points on this one.
You can't get five.
We're going to win.
Well, see, no, but you ain't the only one to pick the Chargers.
Who picked the Chargers?
Romar.
Is that who you got, Romar?
Romar.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he keeps going in and out.
Hold on.
Romar,
who you got, the Chargers or Lions?
Romar. You drinking again?
Oh, Lord.
Nah, it's the phone.
Oh, Lord.
That's the phone.
Tell him turn the Wi-Fi on the phone off. You get better service.
Well, no,
I'm going with the Lions on this one. I still don't trust. Was that mail? Some of the initials BS.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got the Lions.
I don't trust Brandon Staley. I think this game is going to be a shootout. And it's going to come down to a situational football and give me the line. Give me Dan Campbell over Brandon Staley.
Mm.
That's just that simple for me.
Where's Romar? Romar, you in a coma. Is Romar in a coma?
He not here.
No. It's the phone. It's the phone.
No, he in a coma.
He ain't in a coma. He wide woke. He is struggling. He is acting. It's a good thing.
Who did he pick?
I believe he picked the Lions.
Well, then I got that mail in. So I'm going to get these 5 points because the Chargers are going to win this one.
Uh-oh. Woo!
We're just going to say it's a mail in at the current moment. Until
CJ picked the.
The Chargers.
The Chargers.
We're just going to
the next game of mail in, though.
Which one is that?
I don't know which one they're going to call, but I'm thinking.
The Giants. Hold on. Romar, you there now? Any one of them, like Romar.
Now you got two. What the hell?
Lord. Oh, Jesus. I told you. I told you something wrong. It ain't the phone either.
you have to bring in the studio, Mel.
Oh, my. No. Romar.
This is not making my working remotely case. No, that's not helping that at all.
No, you got to bring him in the studio on the next go round. That's what you got to do. Everybody else is fine.
Yeah, I know.
Now, Robots need a new phone. That's all that is. He just needs a new phone. That's so.
Hey man, stop talking about my phone.
Well, I'm trying to defend you, but you ain't got a difficult here, brother. Yeah, I'm trying to defend you, but you're making it kind of difficult.
Yeah, who you got, Roman?
Bears.
Who did you pick?
Detroit.
For what game?
The Lions and the Chargers.
You said the Chargers.
Yeah.
Or the Lions. Which one?
Who they playing?
Oh, yeah. You need another damn phone. Yeah. Stop.
The Detroit Lions. Man,
I put it on your page. I put it on your page.
Yeah.
That phone keep breaking up.
He can't hear us.
Oh, see. Kind of.
Yeah. Man, just know the Washington-Seattle game, I'm going with Washington.
Lord Jesus.
Please tell me you didn't just say that.
Yeah, he did. Can't give me the Lions and the Chargers?
He can't hear you. He can only speak.
Next time, don't get that phone from Dollar General.
Uh-oh.
he got it from Dollar General. That's the problem.
Oh, okay. We can move on, man.
Yeah, really.
All right. The Giants, the New York football Giants.
That should be a mail-in.
Are going to Dallas to face.
Oh, no. They
ain't going to get busted up. So, WB, I'm waiting on you. Choose the Giants. Get cocky.
You know what?
Who you got?
Boy, I am tempted.
No, you tempted, but you won't do it.
I
want to hear the words come.
Are you trying to bait me? Are you trying to bait me, CJ?
I am.
Oh,
I am.
Let's see.
It ain't gonna work though.
You know what? What's the Giants' record?
2-7.
Huh? They undefeated.
They're 2-7.
No, CJ, you know damn well I know better than that. I'm not gonna throw away a point like that.
Who's gonna win?
The Cowboys gonna win.
Thank you. That's all I need to hear, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Think I'm stupid.
We ain't even gotta ask nobody on
that one. Well, I was tempted, boy.
I want the New York football Giants to win this football game
but
so bad.
I do too.
But your IQ. your football IQ is better than that.
They say.
Y'all know, ain't no way in the world. That quarterback tomorrow, a rookie, we're going to blitz him. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Danny DeVito as quarterback.
Man, Tommy DeVito. So that's the thing.
You know, not only that, the Cowboys are mad about losing that game last week.
And yes. We're going to take it out on somebody.
Yeah, somebody going to get it.
And when you're mad and you're upset, you lose 1.5% of your IQ. So it could be a trap game if the Giants play this right.
You just running your mouth. You did all of y'all did all of that just to say I got the Cowboys.
Any given Sunday.
Okay, I want to hear the word like father, like son. I want to hear it out of your mouth. Who winning the game, man?
Any given Sunday, you can win or you can lose.
We're gonna get you that point, Bill.
Oh man! Oh, this is too funny. This is too funny. Oh man!
But due to circumstances that's beyond my control, and I'm starting Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb in one of my fantasy leagues.
Oh,
you about to get some points? Oh, you about to blow up.
Oh man.
I have to pick the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh man.
I ain't got no choice in the matter. I'm handcuffed in this situation. Not hamstrung, I'm handcuffed in this situation.
You about to blow up.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh. Plus, he can't afford to lose a whole lot of more points anyway.
Exactly.
What position are you in the standings?
Don't even worry about it. I'm not even worth mentioning. I'm somewhere in the credits. Okay.
Okay. Let me ask you this: you're in the top 20?
I'm nowhere near y'all.
Oh my goodness!
Now, like I said, the show. When you talk about
my Kevin, where I am in the standing? Where am I, Kevin? Oh, I don't even know.
Hold on. Give me a second.
I don't think you're in the top 10, CJ.
I'm in the top. I know I'm in the top 15. I gotta be.
I believe that.
Okay.
But Mill.
But Mill roll the dice and take a pick.
At this point, Mill might have to go for all fives. I mean, you know.
Oh, Lord.
You know.
All right. CJ, you're 19.
Whoa! Is that a top of 19 or what?
You're in the top 20.
Oh, man.
That sounds good.
Where am I, actually?
Lord.
23rd. Yeah, 23rd. Yeah,
ranked nationally.
Where's Rumar? Rumar, what, 12 or 13?
No, he Rumar's 15.
15?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're in third,
WB. Where you at, Kev?
Number 10.
I want a recount.
Oh, see, you trying to pull a Donald Trump now. You talking about it's rigged. I know.
I ain't rigging the vote. No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to charge for that. I'm not doing that. I'm just going to recount. I lost. I'm not. And WB, I ain't trying to slip no money and move no votes.
So you don't want to go to court.
Oh, no, sir. None of us want to go to court.
I heard that.
Hey, whatever you say, I'll go with it.
Yes, Your Honor.
Exactly. Oh. Yes, sir. No, sir. And can I leave freely on my own?
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And no press conferences. Mm-hmm. That's right. Talking? No, it ain't worth it. Yeah. What you got,
Mel? They play the recording back in court when you go back.
I heard that, bro. I heard that.
All right. Stop all that talking.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So we mailed that one in. We already got Romar's pick, the Commanders versus Seattle. We already know. We already know that Romar's picking the Commanders over the Seahawks.
Mm.
I'm going Seahawks.
And when they're playing in
Seattle.
In Seattle. You know what? Give me the Seahawks too.
Yeah.
I hate both of them anyway, but that's all right.
We do.
Mel, who you got?
But I do have a Seahawks jersey though.
Somehow I knew it.
Yeah. I gotta go. It's a traveling thing, man. I until someone travels from the east to west and beats Seattle at home.
Right.
I gotta go with Seattle. I gotta see it, bro. I gotta see it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's the only thing that gets me about that game. That's a tough place to travel across the country. Because you're traveling northwest, not just west. Right. You ain't going out there to the sun. You going up north. You going almost, northwest almost where it's nasty.
You getting some of that Canadian air.
Hey, look.
You going northwest where it's nasty.
But on top of that, I can't trust those skins anyway. I mean, the Commanders, what's their name this week?
They are the Commanders.
Oh, you know, I like the Washington football team better than the Commanders.
Yeah, you know, Romar was mad at me about that.
What's that?
The day before, they announced they was going to change the team from the Redskins to the Washington football team. He asked me, what y'all think the new team's name was? I said, y'all just call yourselves a football team and go from there.
And leave it alone.
And then he called me the next day cussing me out because I called my
he just wanted, he just wanted to have somebody to be mad at.
Yeah, that's,
I wouldn't, you know, man, bro, that's the way Romar is. I tell him to his face too when I see him.
White. But that's my guy.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
I don't love him that much. I kind of like him a little bit.
Yeah.
Till he get on my nerves, which is every time I see him, but that's okay.
I got another ugly one for you guys.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, great.
Do we have to?
And we almost done. We only got two left. We actually making some pretty good time. We get to talk about some boxing after this.
Uh-oh.
The Jets are going to Vegas to face the Raiders.
Man, that's one of those picks that hurt your stomach. God, dog it all.
I want to get this out of the way while everybody's making else decisions. The Raiders are not winning no more football games until they get rid of Zach Wilson.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
He is on a downward spiral again. He's just going to play worse and worse and worse.
Didn't they fire the coach?
We've seen this last year. We've seen this the year before that. This is the Zach Wilson experience.
Wait a minute. Didn't they recently fire the coach?
No.
Well, now, who got fired here recently?
The Raiders coach did.
Oh, yeah, the Raiders coach did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Antonio Pierce going to have them boys balling.
I think they fired the coach and the GM.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Okay.
They fired everybody, and they get rid of everybody from New England.
Oh, my
God. Going back to New England.
Mm-hmm. Dog, go on it.
Give me the Raiders. They going.
Oh, you think they're going to win this
yes.
week? Mm. You know what? Shucks, man, it's still a tough one. God, dog it all.
I'm going to Jets.
You're only 4 points behind first place. So, hey.
The Jets.
I'm going to Jets.
Ooh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Mill, you might have a point. The team. Give me the Raiders. Give me the Raiders this week. I think this is the first time all year that I picked the Raiders.
I figured mine, too.
All right, okay. Changing that whole the coach and the GM, that might give them a little motivation. Cause I understand that the coach had lost the team anyway.
Here's the deal, man. You change the coach, you change the GM, you get a roller coaster motivational high for 1 week, and the following week, you come back, you stink it up, and figure it out. back to life. Raiders gonna be who they thought we thought they were.
Yeah.
And they gonna make the Jets look good this week. Watch what I tell you.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna still take the Raiders. I'm gonna give them one shot.
Who did the Raiders beat last week anyway?
Who did they beat? Nobody.
They won the game.
They beat the Giants.
Shucks. They ain't saying a whole lot.
That's my point.
Good.
They ain't beat nobody. All us could have went out there and put 30 on the Giants.
I'm going to still take them this week. I'm going to take them this week.
Yeah, they gone.
Okay, let's see.
It's going to be some situational football that Antonio Pierce hasn't been in before. And believe it or not, it's going to come down to the coaching. And the Jets going to make a few better plays, more plays than they do.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. It might be interesting. We'll see.
Understood. Okay, Monday night.
Uh-oh. What we got?
The Denver Broncos.
And?
The Buffalo Bills.
Ah. God. Dog it all.
And Buffalo.
All right.
Buffalo.
Well, Buffalo is Denver. Is Denver East. It's the same teams, basically. One of them is supposed to do good. One of them, we thought they was going to do good.
Yeah.
One of them doing bad. One of them fell off.
So, man, oh man.
Ain't that much of a gap between these two teams, for real, for real.
Really?
Josh Allen, the Super Bowl contender, quarterback, or Josh Allen, the reality, who always makes the big mistakes going downfield, turnover king, against Russell, who ain't been cooking since Hollywood hit.
Oh, man. What's Denver's record?
Actually, check this out. Denver is 3-5.
And?
Buffalo is 5-4.
So they about even.
Mm.
They ain't too far off. If Denver wins this game, then they'll be 4-5 and the Bills be 5-5. There'll be a half game separation.
Yeah.
So
I'm going with Russell. I'm going with Russell this week. Give me Denver. And I know they traveling too, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna take them in a way. That's a long shot there, but I'm gonna take it. Point.
ABC on ESPN.
Because Russell, you know, I do believe that Russell got some football left in him, right? And he really need to redeem himself.
Probably at the house with them kids.
Hey, man, who you got, Mill? I know that's right.
I'm just like CJ, both of these teams are who they thought they was. I mean, disappointed both of them. And had higher expectations for both teams. I'm going with Buffalo.
You know, I'm
going with Buffalo. They're at home. They should have the event.
They should.
So I'm just going with the home team on this one. I'm just going with the home team on it.
You going with Buffalo too, WB?
No, I'm going to the long shot here. I'm going with Denver.
It's not a long shot. It is not a long shot.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, see, in my opinion, Denver, they should be embarrassed, but the way they've been playing this year, okay? They should be embarrassed. So I think they got the motivate. They got all out motivation to go there in Buffalo's house and take the W. I mean, the W. Yep.
Yep. They should. So, but I'm gonna stick with Josh Allen. I don't think they should do enough at home. They can't let the Broncos.